My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mentioned before the game started, it's one of the things I enjoy the most.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And the pole vault event to me was, it was, and I watched a good chunk of it last night. Armand Duplantis is the gold medal winner.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Mondo.
Yeah, Mondo.
Mondo is competing for Sweden. And I get this. This is okay. No issues here. But it's like, dang. His mother is Swedish, and his father is an American guy.
Okay.
And they were both, you know, track and field athletes. His dad was a pole vaulter, and his mom was in the heptathlon and did some other events. And it's, he decided to compete for Sweden.
Okay.
And apparently his mom was also a volleyball player.
Wow, talk about athletics.
Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the heptathlon, which is 7 events. And apparently he was thinking he was going to compete for the United States, and then apparently, from what I've read, Sweden called and offered his dad a coaching opportunity.
Oh, wow.
Well, by golly, the kid's suddenly competing for Sweden.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Even though he was born and raised in Lafayette, Louisiana, and went to LSU. So whatever, that's good. This was kind of cool last night. He had the gold medal wrapped up and decided to keep jumping to try for the world record.
Wow. I miss this. Like,
isn't
I miss
that kind of cool?
That is awesome. Yeah,
because I mean that's putting on a show, right?
Yeah,
that's. I mean, why'd you go? You went to get the Olympic gold. Well, he did that, and he kept going, and he got the Olympic. He got the world record.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And watching the pole vault, to me, it's one of those really stupid things if you just think about it. I'm going to run really fast with this great big long stick, plant it in the ground, and fling myself over a bar for no apparent reason.
Yeah, that's correct.
Why are we doing this? I don't know, but it's a cool event. And he went up and over and flipped his body. And it was fascinating to watch.
I mean, you never know when you're going to be in an action film and you've got to do this over a brick wall.
That.
Yes.
I mean, like high jump? Okay, you might have to jump over something in life. You know what I mean? Well, think
yeah,
about
I
it.
I guess.
Think about it. We've all jumped over something in life, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you grabbed a great big long stick, ran with it like crazy, Andy, planted it in the ground, and flung yourself over anything?
8th grade.
Did
and
you?
I stopped.
Did you try pole vault?
I put the pole in the thing, and I'm like, I'm not going up in the air. Are you kidding?
Are you okay with and are you okay with an American kid?
Is he?
Well, he is.
But
he was born and raised in the States to an American father and a mother who is here in the States.
Okay.
And he grew up here. Are you okay with, I mean, because he has every right to compete for Sweden because that's his, you know, his birth of his mother.
Yeah, he embraces his mother's heritage.
Which is okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You okay with that?
Yeah. How many times have you, like, I'm watching these guys line up for the 100 or for anything else, and they're like, they're from all over the world, but they're going to schools here in the United States.
I was just
going to
say that exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
It's like the woman who won from, gosh, I forget, St. Lucia? Is that where she's from? Won the 100-meter dash and beat Shikari Richardson in the 100-meter dash. Goes to the University of Texas.
Yeah, I was watching some. You know, I was watching some of this. It must have been the early prelims for the men's 100, and I'm looking. And I'm like, man, I think some of these guys stopped by a T-shirt shop to get their country's, you know, logo put on the front of their jerseys. I've never heard of any of these places. Now that's my fault for not being worldly and not understanding some of the countries from around the world. But I'm like, wow, really? You know, so I find it interesting. That's why I think I like the Olympics. And I also find myself rooting for more than just the United States teams. And I think maybe that's just because I'm getting older. Do I want USA to win every time they step out? Yes.
Yeah.
I do. But sometimes I catch
some
myself.
Some of these stories are great.
Yeah. You start watching other countries go at it. And you're like, I was watching. I don't know why, but fencing for some reason just kind of sucked me in this year. And so, and I didn't care. They were from two different other countries. And I'm like, wow. Oh, wow. What do you mean he stepped over the line? Well, oh, they touched at the same time? And then I'm kind of mesmerized by the lights that go off when they do a touch. And you're like, oh, look at that. This is cool. And then you come out with a mask on, but you can't see somebody's face. And yet they decided they were going to put their country's flag on the mask. I don't know why. I've never really been into fencing. And for some reason, I got hooked. The other thing I'm completely hooked on is the Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson show. It's hysterical.
That's a TV show.
Yeah, but they're talking about Olympic stuff.
Okay, that's fine. Let me ask you this. First of all, I see fencing lessons in your future, and anybody who would like to offer Baskin fencing lessons.
No, I'm out, man. I'm out.
Go to CLE Talking Heads.
No. I just like to watch it. That's it.
Can I say something that is sacrilege?
Put your finger near the dump button there, Menigan. Let's find out. Let's go. Yeah, sure. You can say whatever you want.
Women's gymnastics drives me nuts.
Why?
This is why. First and foremost, they are phenomenal athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff they do, I mean, it's scary, it's frightening, it's dangerous, and they're phenomenal. I hate the judgmental aspect of the sport.
Oh, I get what you're saying there, yeah.
You know, I mean, like the dude on the pole vault. Hey, the pole's at 20 feet 6 inches. Did you clear it? Congratulations, you won. It's so...
Team handball, we scored more goals than you did.
Right.
Okay, you won. I get it.
Swimming. Did I touch the wall before you did? I won. This. Yeah, you know what? I didn't like the rotation on your quadruple flipper-rooney, whatever it is. And then when you landed, your foot moved 2 inches after you landed. So that's a deduction. And then last night in the women's floor exercise... did you see this? The Simone Biles finished second behind the young lady from Brazil. And then Jordan Chiles, the last person to compete, went out and finished fifth.
By the way, she was on Olympic highlights. She was so funny. It was awesome. Keep going. Yes.
But then her coach appealed the level of difficulty of her routine, thinking that she didn't quite get all the credit she was due. So they went in and did a video quick replay of it. And you know what? You're right. That had an extra tenth of a point of degree of difficulty. Boom. She jumped from fifth to third and won the bronze. And there's this nice Romanian.
Feels shady. Is that what you're saying?
It's just weird. There was a Romanian young lady who was celebrating already because she had finished third.
Right.
And she's waving the flag and she's wrapped herself in the flag and she's jumping up and down. And as Jordan Chiles is looking up at the scoreboard, she's looking at it as it changed and popped her up into third. She starts celebrating, and the Romanian gal's looking around like, what the just happened to me? And then she
start crying.
She's bawling her eyes out, and she's walking out. And it's just – and then afterwards, the ladies were talking, and the ceremony, they bowed down to the gal from Brazil, which was really cool. That was kind of fun. But then there was this, the balance beam. Simone Biles fell on the balance beam, so that didn't work out too well. And one of the other Americans fell off the balance beam, Suni Lee. And then they were saying afterwards, Simone Biles was saying, well, none of us were happy with the setup, because we usually, in this situation, you know, there are other events going on while we're doing the beam and everything else. So there's music and there's noise and there's everything else going on. Well, there wasn't any music or noise, and we didn't like that. Well, why not? It's like a
golfer getting mad about a camera click in their backswing. It's the same thing, right?
Exactly.
They want the dead silence. These guys want the music on the outside.
These guys want noise. Except guess what? The event is not done with noise. It's just noise that's happening at a gymnastics meet that's just happens to be, you know, the ambiance of the place. There's noise going on. There's people cheering. There's all kinds of stuff. And they thought that they were distracted because it was quiet. And then they were hearing people do gasps and things like that. And it's like, it just adds to the whole drama. I mentioned this to my wife, and she made a great comment. She said, well, this is all just entertainment, you know. And I said, yeah, that's true.
It's a lot of work.
But it's become so much drama with this, the women's gymnastics stuff. And it's interesting, and they're incredible athletes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know,
but wow, man, it drives me nuts.
You know how I feel about, like, high school, college basketball, five fouls, you're out. You didn't do anything egregious.
Gee, no.
Could there be anything more harsh than a sprinter who has a false start? Oh, my God.
They're now dead, right? They're
out. You're disqualified.
That's ridiculous.
So I was watching, again, the early prelims on Saturday morning, and there was, like, a 17-year-old, and I can't remember what country they were from, and he thought he heard someone in the crowd made a noise. That's what he was saying.
And he thought it was the gun?
Yeah. And so he kind of jumped and he looked up and he looked at the official and he's like, hey, somebody
Chester,
said something.
You're
and
out.
Like, I heard somebody make the noise. And the other part of this is, I think it's going to get interesting with track two.
That repêché thing again?
It was, yeah. Well,
but
maybe,
it wasn't one of those races?
No, it wasn't a repêché.
That's a new word we learned, Dan. Repêché.
Get you guys becoming multicultural.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
so
really
proud.
Cool. Man, we feel good about it. Or, as I like to call it, do-over. That
Mulligan.
Mulligan.
Whoopsie doodle.
I felt really bad for the kid. And so the other part of it was,
you imagine that you make the Olympics and then you have one false start and you're
and
out.
You know what? And if it's a questionable false start, or they can go back and listen to the tape and hear someone make the noise that the other seven people didn't hear on the line, or eight people on the line didn't hear, then let them run the race under protest and then go back and then either uphold it or don't. Why not? It seems weird, and Dan, maybe you're with me on this too, that when you have a track meet like that, you're running and you got someone in lane one and then lane three because lane two got DQ'd. Let the guy run. Let the girl run.
All I know is it's been fabulous to watch, and I'm really enjoying the track and field stuff. It's great, and it continues. Mandy Bell covers the Guardians for MLB.com. Mandy's job is becoming a little more tense. We're going to talk to her about the Guardians, whose lead isn't what it used to be. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.